This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're here at Tom's Watch Bar at Alinea Casino. We'd like for you to come here and...
Someone won something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bros over there rolling dice.
I was going to say, we're right by some blackjacks and craps tables, so you do get the uproar every now and then, not from a game.
Yeah, I think it's going well over
Unless someone has the, you know, the over-under on this race stoppage or whatever. We're from Bristol.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So they're playing craps over there. Anyway, yeah, it's a casino, so that's what they do here.
Yeah.
We'd like you to come on up, Green Bay, Washington, and then grab a beer.
Yeah.
And maybe even...
Amongst other things.
Two.
Yeah. Maybe some food. Maybe drop your kids off at the arcade and forget about it.
Suk said he's going to bet his $800 million that he's down from the Alabama loss on Oregon to beat Penn State.
It is sitting at 4.5 right now, and I do believe that before I leave here, I will be placing a decent chunk.
They're catching four and a half? Still?
This will be my biggest bet of the year.
Even after
so
the
far.
First two games?
That's what I'm seeing. 4.5. Looked at this morning. So I have not checked the sports book here. But this morning on odds, yeah, it's 4.5.
Wow. Well, they may not offer it yet.
Yeah, I'll
you
see.
Know.
But if that's what it is, then I am going to grab it because
I
feel very confident from what I've seen these first 2 weeks that Oregon is going to go in and handle Penn State.
So we're going to do some very hard-hitting sports talk.
Sports.
Because that's what we're known for.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about Xavier Leggett. And is he lying about his accent?
Old Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best accent going in football right now.
It may be fake.
That's so disappointing.
But first, Russell Wilson, who is maybe on his last leg there already.
Well,
it's week two.
It was not good week one. Dable gave the dreaded, he's our quarterback for now. And Jackson Dart sitting there. Dable, by the way, is going to get fired at the end of the year without a big improvement in their record. So there is a belief that Russell Wilson's leash is really, really short at this point, especially after putting up 6 points and just a dreadful performance in week one.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably his last start, let's be honest. Because they're probably not going to beat Dallas. They're going to be 0-2.
Yeah.
There was already the whispers of Jackson Dart last week or this week.
Yeah.
He'll be in there next week, especially if Russell Wilson sucks.
It's only a matter of time. If this is the version of Russ that we're going to get, and not that it's the worst version, he was fine last year. I mean, like he was okay the second year in Denver. He was okay with his year in Pittsburgh, and this started off pretty rocky. I just think at this point, Russ is more Joe Flacco than he is a big time starter in this league. And not that he can't play, and not that you can't win games with him, but he can't be the reason why you're winning games. He's not.
Have you seen the Giants schedule? I think we've talked about this
before. Yeah, we've talked about it.
Dude, so Washington on the road, Dallas on the road, host Kansas City, host Chargers, then they go to New Orleans, and then they play Philly, Denver, Philly, San Francisco.
It's just brutal.
So that's why they're not putting Jackson Dart in there.
It's possible. I mean, the Cowboys front was actually really good last week, played well, and then, you know, Kansas City. You know, if you had to say where he's going to start, I'll give you New Orleans. Because sometimes if you're playing, although that's on the road, if you're playing a weak team or you're going into a bye, is a good time to make quarterback switches. But dumping him because he's not going to start against the Cowboys, dumping him against the Chiefs or Chargers,
that's tough.
I mean, God forbid it's Philly or Denver. I mean, the fronts that you're about to face, that's some nasty work. And Andrew Thomas is still beat up along your offensive line. I don't think he's playing this week. I don't think. This is just it's a tough road. But if you're Dable, you're backed into a corner because you're going to get fired. So you might as well go out with the rookie and see what he's got, because I'll bet you Russ has maybe one more game to provide some kind of spark. Maybe.
Yeah. So if that's it for Russ, because, you know, he may not even be in the league next year. It's hard to say.
He wants to be a backup. I mean, he's what, 30?
Oh, I think he's 30.
Let's look at how old 36?
Russ
is. So he's 30. He'll turn 37 in November. Yeah. So, yeah, this is.
But, you know, Flacco's still out there.
Well, that's what I said. If he wants to be a backup, there is a place for Russell Wilson in this league as a competent backup. I'm just not certain he wants to go somewhere on a $6 or $7 million deal and just be a backup. I don't know if his pride would let him do that.
What is his legacy if this is it for him?
Huh. I think it's a little bit along that same guy that I just mentioned. I think it's like Joe Flacco. He made a lot of money. He made a lot of Pro Bowls. He won a Super Bowl. Should have won two. I think the funky thing is, had he not thrown that pick against New England, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner. And I think that insures him of a Hall of Fame berth. I think he's a better version of Eli Manning. But
is he a Hall of Famer now?
I think it's borderline. I think he'll be a guy that from a number standpoint and an accolade standpoint, yes, Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. But there's a lot of people that are going to look at him and be like, no, he will not be remembered as great. And the fact that it's one Super Bowl and not two, I bring up Eli Manning. I think they're very similar in that way. And Russ, the way this has ended once he left Seattle, this is a damning. It was a damning blow, because he's been cast aside. Whereas Eli had the entire run there in New York and then got to bow out in that second Super Bowl. So I don't know. I don't know if he gets in, but I think he's a borderline guy.
I'm trying to think of other guys that won. Well, Ben won two.
Yeah. When you win two, you're in.
Yeah.
It just is.
So I'm looking at Football Reference, and they're saying career similar players, you know, they do the players whose career was of similar quality and shape, career arc.
Yeah.
Cam Newton and Joe Montana.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
the top two for Russell Wilson.
Like Russell Wilson,
pretty
good
company.
He's better than.
Is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? Because he's compared to Matt Ryan a lot on here.
Yeah, I mean, he won an MVP.
More of a Hall of Famer than Russell Wilson?
No, I don't think so.
So the Hall of Fame grade on Wilson is below average.
Below average?
Yeah.
And what about, do we know Matt Ryan's?
Oh.
I think there's just a big pocket of quarterbacks that are like that, and it's like, what do you value? Do you value winning? Russ won a lot of games in Seattle. How much of that was him? I think early on, he was a product of a great defense. I think as it went on, there was a handful of years there where Russ was an elite quarterback. He was. And then he kind of got older, and he lost some athleticism. He lost a step, and he couldn't do it anymore by himself. And I also think that the Russ ego and the corniness, the Alex Rodriguez stuff, and it rubbed teammates the wrong way, the Sean Payton stuff about his own office, he didn't do himself any favors. I think had Russ been a little less worried about the Dange Witch and putting out this persona, I think it would have helped him in the legacy. But Russell Wilson is a really good quarterback, was a really good quarterback in this league for a long time. And I just don't think he will be remembered as fondly as he probably should be.
Okay, so on the quarterback Hall of Fame metric that Football Reference does, Tom's Brady is number one.
Sure.
Peyton Manning is number two, and Aaron Rodgers is number three.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have Favre, Unitas, Montana, Breeze, Elway, Marino, Tarkenton, and Young.
Yeah.
So they have their own metric, okay? Yeah. So those numbers are all higher than average. Then they have the average Hall of Fame quarterback. He's after Steve Young.
Sure.
And then it's Matt Ryan.
Huh.
After him is Mahomes, Roethlisberger, Rivers, Bart Starr, Terry Bradshaw, and Russell Wilson.
Well, so I'm looking here, right? He's number two all-time in career passer rating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only behind Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
He's 15th in career passing yards. I mean, there's...
10, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
10 Pro Bowl selections. I mean, there's a lot to like. Is he... Look, Hall of Fame. I know this sounds weird. There's degrees to the Hall of Fame, right?
Well, yeah.
Like, he's not Tom Brady, and he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Dan Marino. He's not Joe Montana. But... like, I think sometimes we want to make him out to be Ken O'Brien, and he's not Ken O'Brien, right? He's not Neil O'Donnell. Like, there's got to be some nuance to this, but in our conversations, you're either top three or four and like elite, or you're a piece of crap. And it's not true. It's like Tony Romo was a really, really good quarterback with really good numbers, but he never won anything, so we're going to dismiss him. Philip Rivers was this way. Philip Rivers is a better quarterback than Eli Manning. But Philip Rivers is a borderline and a Hall of Fame, you know, guy to people, and Eli Manning's not because they won two Super Bowls.
So if you look at the Hall of Fame monitor, I mean, Russell Wilson rates way ahead of guys that are in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
even though he's below average. I mean, Staubach, Fouts, Warner,
yeah,
Aikman,
yeah,
Namath, yeah, Moon, they're all lower.
Yeah,
Kelly.
Now, to be fair, like the Aikman stuff is weird because when you look at just the way the game has evolved, none of those guys' numbers are going to even come close to stacking up to anyone's numbers today because it's just you didn't throw the ball. That's like looking at three-point percentage or, you know, like in the NBA. They didn't shoot threes. It's just the game has evolved, so I have a hard time just looking at raw numbers.
Well, he's unique, though. I mean, Aikman's unique because his numbers don't stack up.
No.
But everybody knows he's
everyone
a Hall of
knows
Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
So he's kind of in his own little world down there.
Russ, think about that. Russ is one. If he doesn't get in, it will be because he threw an interception. And had he not thrown that, and they just, if he turns around and hands the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, we are having a different discussion about Russell Wilson.
Well, it's kind of weird.
People liked him more, and they don't.
Yeah, I think that's part of his legacy too. I mean, I think he's known. He's got a weird one because he'd be known for the two things that were controversial. One, the Super Bowl play.
Yep.
And two, the fact that his teammates hated him.
Yes.
I mean, it ultimately splintered because of that, right?
Yeah. Well, the defense especially, right?
There was that. They hated him.
I know two players that were on his offense that played with him, and
nobody liked
no
him.
No one liked him. I mean, they just... And it wasn't that he was a bad guy. He was corny, and they didn't view him as authentic.
Yeah, he's fake.
And he's fake. And guys don't like that in locker rooms. It's, you can smell it, you can see it, and they don't like it.
Tell you what.
And he did not do himself any favors by trying to be Mr. Hollywood.
Unlimited. That,
right there. That's it.
Well, and that stuff all kind of came out after Seattle.
Yeah.
What's interesting about it.
It was right around the Seattle stuff because that was the, hey,
well,
Seattle.
I'm not saying he changed. I'm just saying that we didn't really know that about him.
It was worse after.
Until he left, and then it was, oh, my God. And then Well, what happened in Denver was a... You got to give him some credit. What happened in Denver was a joke.
Yes.
And then 2 years later, or however long it is, he's winning five straight games with Pittsburgh and taking him to the playoffs.
That's what I said. He is... There is a place for him in this league. If he wants it, it's just...
I'd watch a 30 for 30.
On that?
The Seahawks. The Seahawks. Yeah. And those two Super Bowls, I think that would be a killer 30 for 30. I think there was a lot of stuff going on with that team.
Yes. And if people and Richard Sherman will speak on it. And if you could get some guys to be candid, yes, that would be
and
very
Pete Carroll.
It would be very interesting. And remember ultimately that, you know, they had to make a choice between Russ and Pete and Schneider, and they told Russ to go, you know.
Well, I think they made the right decision.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty obvious they made the right decision. It's just that's a tough one in the moment.
And Sean Payton came in and took a look at it and was like, nah, we're okay. We're okay.
Well, they gave him... How much money did they give that dude?
A lot of money. And they were like,
a
nope.
lot of milk.
I think at the time when they ate that, I believe that is the biggest contract that anyone has ever eaten by getting rid of someone.
Because the Browns are still paying Watson.
Yeah, they're still paying.
Watson's
is worse. But you can make it... I mean, Watson will go down as the biggest buffoonery of contracts. But I believe second behind Deshaun Watson is the Russell Wilson deal in Denver. And the draft picks they gave up for him, too.
All right, well, if Russell Wilson is done, and he's not. I mean, he's starting this week against Dallas.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, I mean, Dallas doesn't have a great defense.
No, I'm just saying.
They're going to have to run the ball, though.
They put up 6 points.
Yeah, they look bad.
They look bad.
Real.
Outside of Miami, which was the biggest dumpster fire, the Giants had the biggest what-the-F performance. I mean, 6 points.
Hey, they have Scataboo, though.
Yeah, he had like two touches.
I was watching him for a little bit. I thought he looked great. Yeah, and he sucked.
Yeah.
You know?
He had one run where he was hard to bring down. I think it was like on a screen pass or something. And we
He's out there throwing those Scataboo pads.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I'm like, wow, this guy. And then you look at his stats and he's like 12 carries, 13 yards.
Yeah, so it doesn't work in the NFL, by the way. Go ask Peyton Hillis.
All right. Coming up next is Xavier Leggett full of crap. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.